fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the second day of May, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. Haven't mentioned this for a while. Are all your dental needs taken care of? Are they? Do you really want to even consider thinking about going through a short-term crisis, let alone long-term crisis, with dental issues? No, not really, do you? Most people, most of the time, want nothing to do with going to visit a dentist. That's understandable. That's normal on one hand. On the other, suck it up, get over it, make an appointment, and take care of all those untaken care of dental needs. Stop procrastinating and get in there and get it done. Something you might want to do for long-term health, by the way, if you happen to have mercury amalgam fillings, is to take the time, spend the money, put up with it, get all those mercury amalgams out of your mouth. I had mine removed, probably 35, 36 years ago, and it's certainly, in my opinion, helped my health tremendously. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green visiting with us, and we'll talk about all the wonderful things that incorporating doTERRA essential oils can do to, if you do incorporate them into your life. Well, my project, our project, because quite frankly, I couldn't possibly do this by myself. One human being couldn't. The project of locating maps, and we're not limiting it to North America anymore, maps of any place in the world showing new coastlines that appear on movies and television shows. Well, apparently, yesterday, or recently, the last few days, Dancing with the Stars had a image of North and South America. It's very stylized, but you can see what appears to be the coast of Texas and that Mississippi and Louisiana are basically gone and moved out into the Gulf of Mexico. Very stylized. We're going to get that posted on my website. But that is clearly what it is. And of course, also a few days ago, one of my listeners found a 62-year-old map from the TV show Captain Midnight, 1955. And you can see the map that Florida is gone. There is no Florida on this map. Captain Midnight was a children's show that was broadcast back in the mid-1950s. I'm not sure how many years it ran. I do recall watching it as a boy. So here's the deal, if you're new to this. If you find a movie or a television show that has an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that to me, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs that I produce, not the ones I sell from outside vendors, but my DVDs, as a thank you. The list is growing. And this one from 1955 kind of caught me off guard. I believe that may be as far back as it's going to go. I don't know that we'll find anything earlier than 1955. That's a possibility, but I don't believe so. So the list is growing. Based on what I've seen so far, I wouldn't be surprised to see it be 20 or 30 different maps from different TV shows and movies. Maybe even more. Who knows? So if you have a hobby of watching movies, of watching television shows, keep a sharp eye out for those images. They'll pop up when you least expect it. And so far, the maps have had very little, if any, connection to the storyline, at least in the configuration I have. It's, say, for example, Hunger Games. They show an image of North America with new coastlines, and North America is split up into these 12 districts. I believe it was 12 districts. There's no reason for that map to have new coastlines. There's nothing in the storyline about that at all that I'm aware of. But it does. It has new coastlines. Or how about the map that appears on the wall of the director of NCIS? We got recently, I received a better image. It's still not crystal clear sharp, but it's better than what we had before. A framed map of North America on the wall of the director of NCIS. It's framed. It's got a very elegant frame, by the way. It has its own light shining down on it. So it's, and the image that we got that I got the other day, it is precisely the middle of the screen. It could not be more focused on the middle of the screen. Fascinating. It's called predictive programming. Now, here's why I tell people, and everybody agrees with me that I've ever mentioned this to. From the moment that doctor pulled you out of your mother, held you upside down, smacked your bare bottom to get you crying, everything you've ever heard, seen, tasted, or touched, or smelled, is part of your subconscious. Of course it is. Everything. Including all these images going back to 1955. So they've been getting us ready. Building this into our subconscious. I'm not aware of anybody else doing what we're doing here on this show, which is actively searching for, seeking out these images. It's going to be a lot, when I say 20 or 30, I don't know, it could be 50 or 100. I really, quite frankly, don't know. Now, it takes power, the word power, in the manner which I'm about to describe it. The word power means the ability to do things. That's what the word power means. Having the power to change a movie set or a TV set to have something in there that you want to have in there. That's no small thing. That's a pretty substantial amount of power that very few people or entities have. Very few. Advertisers have that power because they pay the bills, don't they? And the people, the networks that are paying money to produce the TV show, or the movie studio that's paying to finance the movie, they have the power to put in there what they choose to. It's pretty, we're not talking about a long list here. It's a fairly short list of people and entities that have that kind of power, stretching back 62 years, 1955. Yeah, there's an agenda here. There's definitely an agenda of predictive programming to have influence on people's subconscious. Well, let's move on from there. The rhetoric concerning North Korea continues to spin wildly out of control. There's a headline here on Drudge saying that North Korea threatens final doom. The headline below that is North Korea's Navy preparing submarine-launched missiles capable of hitting the United States. Well, it wouldn't take a whole lot to get off the shore of California or Oregon or Washington State. You can, of course, you could hit the United States. You wouldn't have to go too far at all, depending on how close they got. Below that, the headline says, China demands a halt to the missile shield. That means our missile shield. getting some notes from my engineer that they can more easily hit Hawaii or Guam. Guam is U.S. territory. More automobiles per capita than any place on the planet. And, of course, a very humorous video where a U.S. congressman is in a hearing questioning the witness, and the congressman's expressing his concern that Guam might tip over if they built too many structures on there. And much to the credit of the witness, he maintained his demeanor and did not laugh at or make fun of the congressman or call him an idiot. But you can probably find that on YouTube. I haven't looked it up recently. But it is pretty humorous, and it makes one wonder about the intellect of men and women that we elect to Congress, that somebody who would have the ability to get elected to Congress could even conceive of Guam tipping over because too many structures were built on it. Pretty amazing. Well, the main headline on Drudge right now is Democrats celebrating Republican budget. More pages than the Obama budget. Yeah, this... there's a lot of speculation right now about President Trump being compromised by the military-industrial complex. I was reading a headline earlier this morning that 5,000 American troops, 5,000 additional American troops are headed to Afghanistan as quote-unquote advisors. Very disappointing. These ongoing, never-ending wars, we still have more men, and I assume women also committed back to Iraq. These unending wars that we had no business getting involved with in the first place. I saw an image this morning of General Powell, who was Secretary of State, testifying before the United Nations about the nuclear weapons program of Saddam Hussein, which, of course, didn't exist. For several years, I carried around with me a copy of the joint resolution giving President George W. Bush, authority to engage in war in Iraq. There's about 17 or 19 whereases in that resolution. And clearly, at least to me, in my reading of that resolution, that joint resolution, the concern of the U.S. Congress was the nuclear weapons program of Saddam Hussein, which, of course, did not exist. Did not exist. And then, of course, we went to war before that with Afghanistan because Osama bin Laden was allegedly hiding in a cave in the mountains of the Hindu Kush or somewhere in the mountains of Afghanistan. So we went to war with an entire country because a Saudi Arabian, who, best I can tell, had no connection to 9/11 at all, by the way, was allegedly hiding in these caves, when, in fact, he was living not in a cave, but a very nice compound in another country, in Pakistan. Not some remote village in Pakistan, by the way. The compound was about 2 football fields away from the main gate of the Pakistan equivalent of West Point. Not exactly a remote village. Now, the evidence I've seen shows that Osama bin Laden thought it was a dandy idea to attack the United States on the 11th day of September 2001. He thought it was a great idea. He was glad it happened. But I've never seen any evidence linking him to the planning or carrying out of that attack. I haven't seen that evidence. Not that Osama bin Laden was a good, nice guy. He wasn't. Now, he was a sponsor of international terrorism, and he certainly should have been brought to justice. I would have rather seen him brought to justice and put on trial than shot to death by the Navy SEALs, if in fact he was shot to death. There's some evidence that he may have died from his health-related matters years before that. I don't know. I really don't know. I do know that these never-ending wars, what are we fighting? Are we fighting a concept? Are we fighting a philosophy? Fighting international terrorism? That's like trying to grab a hold of a handful of smoke, isn't it? Fighting international terrorism? We certainly don't do that by putting troops in Afghanistan or Iraq, either one. In fact, Iraq was a place that had no terrorists under Saddam Hussein. The mullahs, the Islamists, really didn't like Saddam Hussein. They really didn't. And Saddam Hussein did not like them. He didn't tolerate the Islamic terrorists. He did not tolerate fundamental Islam. What he did was have the third man in charge of the entire country be a Christian. What he did have was many, many Christians in his army. In fact, I got to meet one of them, a sergeant from the Iraqi army. He was going to my church in St. Louis County at the time. And his job was to work for the club system. Modern armies have club systems, which consider their restaurants and bars. They serve alcohol, but restaurants and places where the men can hang out and get some relaxation. And he said, "John, anything that came to dealing with money, Saddam Hussein always put Christians in charge of. That's what he always did. Anything to do with handling money, he always put Christians in charge of because he knew he could not trust the Muslims." In fact, Iraq under Saddam Hussein was the best place, far better than our ally Israel, and far better than any other Muslim country, the best place in the Middle East to be a Christian. You could openly practice Christianity. You could talk to a Muslim about Christian faith and not go to jail, which I believe is pretty much the case in all other Muslim countries. I might be wrong. If I am, I'm sorry. But it's against the law in every other Muslim country that I'm aware of to have a Christian talk to a Muslim about his Christian faith. The failed, inappropriate, wrong belief that other countries want what we have, which is a republic. We do not have a democracy, although you hear that ad nauseum. We are a republic. The belief that other countries, especially Muslim countries, want what we have, a representative republic, that's wrong. That's wrong thinking. They don't. Places like Afghanistan. I was just thinking this morning, we got a break coming up here soon. Call number is 800-313-9443. Many of you have probably done your genealogy, and you've gone back maybe 2 or 3 centuries. We'll continue this when we get back from the break. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. We are back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the second day of May. And unless you've been to some of these third world countries, and of course I spent a year of my life living in a third world country, that being the Republic of Vietnam, it's hard to understand how alien these cultures are. It really is. I'll give you a good example. And of course, you know, you see these various National Geographic shows and people visiting and vacationing and so forth. But unless you live there, and I'll just give you an example of what's an accepted daily practice in Vietnam, and I'm sure much of Asia. I didn't get to spend any time in Cambodia or Laos, but or Thailand. But if you're out in the street in Vietnam on a nice afternoon in a public market where men and women are getting fruits and vegetables and buying meat and talking to each other and just enjoying the day, say you see a young mother with her baby girl, infant girl, say 6 months old or so, and she's got the baby in her left arm, and she's looking at various vegetables and fruits she might want to buy. And first of all, infants in Vietnam don't wear diapers. They simply don't. for a lot of reasons. The in that part of the world, in the tropics, and with the money that it would take and so forth, to they don't. They don't. So the mother, this 22, 23-year-old mother, has her six-month-old baby, and she's looking at fruits and vegetables, and the baby starts crying. What the mother will do is start masturbating the baby, and the baby will stop crying and start giggling and calming down. And no attempt to conceal the masturbation of the baby, of the infant. It's just no more attention paid to that than somebody sneezing or coughing or hiccup or anything else. It's just a common human activity taking place in broad daylight in front of everybody. And nobody thinks twice about it. Now, if the same activity took place in a supermarket in the United States, the police would be called, the woman would be incarcerated, and the baby taken away from her because she's committing a crime if that activity took place in the United States. That's my reality. Now, when you go to a place like Afghanistan where people don't even have last names, I started to mention this before the break, how many centuries do you need to go back in your own genealogy before you find your ancestors did not have last names? Once you get to that point, you'll also find they did not have a republic that they were living in. There's a point I'm trying to make here, ladies and gentlemen. Society has to evolve through different stages, one before the other, before the next, prior to getting to the point where they're ready to have a republic. Am I saying that a culture where people don't have last names can't have a republic? Well, yes, I am. Because their culture is so backward and so barbaric that they don't have the societal foundation to move forward to that step of having a republic. No, they're not. They can't. They won't. What they do have is the village and the village elders and traditions going back more centuries than people know of having a society based on religion, based on the dictates of the village elders, and the dictates of their culture that they've inherited over many, many centuries. That's what they have. The Prime Minister of Afghanistan is, throughout much of Afghanistan, is known as, quote unquote, the mayor of Kabul. Now, Kabul is the capital of Afghanistan. There's many Western-educated men and women who live there, who have adopted the norms and values of Western society to a certain extent, and that's who runs the country, such as it is. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd of May. Yes, my website is thelibertyman.com. This is a fun project we've got going. All of you out there, dozens of you, possibly hundreds, searching for maps of various continents with new coastlines that appear in TV shows and movies. The list keeps growing. Let's go to my website and look at the current list here, if it'll pull up real quick. Scroll down the left side, and you'll see here, global sea level rise, coincidence or foreshadow. Elysium is now posted on there, and Captain Midnight. So we have, going back here real quick, the Vatican, the TV show, Highway Patrol, Superman, Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, Superman Returns, NCIS. We're getting better images there. The map appears multiple times in NCIS. A 1955 TV show, Captain Midnight, and Elysium, Dancing with the Stars, is not posted yet. That's going to be posted. That just image just popped up just in the last couple of days. pretty amazing. Also, my website, if you have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, you'll want to look at the Energy Cleaner. Check out the patent application information, a marvelous healing device. It will probably help you with your arthritis pain, your back pain, joint pain. It'll probably help you get a good night's sleep. When I say probably, about 97, 98% chance. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get yourself an Energy Cleaner. I use mine every night. I do. I was real active the other day, dealing with the consequences of the floodwaters around here. And, yeah, I went to bed with some minor aches and pains and woke up pain-free the next day. You also check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Many of you, hundreds of you, have Energy Cleaners, and you might be getting tired of waking up with that screen wire poking you in the middle of the night. Well, the factory-made fitted mattress pad won't do that. Most new buyers are going ahead and getting the new mattress pad from the get-go. So the Energy Cleaner is only $285. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And we got Rick from Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I cannot recommend that you folks have an Energy Cleaner. I would recommend you have two because you never know what's going to happen, you know, in a firefight or, you know, anything could happen. So you, if you don't have two, you're going to have a problem. Mattress pad goes, I've had one now for a couple of years, and that's the way to go. The screen, it was okay. I think they found out after they chopped Thomas More's head off that he had two hair shirts on, which reminds me of the screen. You know, used every single night, you know, sleeping on top of things that are stabbing you is very uncomfortable, and the investment in the mattress pad is certainly worth it, certainly worth it. With regard to the map, I had a couple things to say, but one is I wish we could take these images and make them like postcard size and put them on one big poster so that that would make one heck of a cool wall hanging, you know, either garage art or, in my case, I could put it over the sofa.
They keep coming in, Rick, and
I know.
We may end up with a 2x3 foot poster when we get more images. We have enough right now to do a poster, but... We'll see. It's certainly a good concept and something we can keep in mind as this project moves forward.
Well, it would certainly be a conversation starter at any party, especially one that had some snowflakes at it. But what I wanted to ask, what I wanted to comment and ask at the same time was with regard to these maps, these group of people that purvey these images, they put them out there in a subliminal fashion. We'd have to assume that they are either directly related or loosely related to the people who put up, say, the Georgia Guidestones, that group of humans. And when one thing I did find out about the Georgia Guidestones is I've got a friend here who runs Catholic cemeteries. There are 27 of them. When he doesn't believe anything. We talked about this exact subject. When I showed him the Guidestones, he says, "I forget what town they're in." And he goes, "Well, that's where we did all the granite for all the gravestones." So I don't know if that is another subliminal message or whether they just put it there because they have so much granite. Hard to say with these people. But what I did want to ask, what does boggle my mind is the way they put the information out there. You know, what are they trying to say? But more importantly, what do they think, what are they looking for? I mean, since it's in a subliminal message, what are they looking for, a reaction? Or are they just being a bunch of smartasses? Or, I mean, I can't figure out what they're doing.
Well, first of all, I'm not a psychological professional, Rick, and what we're talking about here is generally called predictive programming.
Right.
And I can tell you my non-professional belief is that they're putting these images in our subconscious so that at some future date when this becomes reality as opposed to a future possibility that people will already have this inner subconscious as something that they knew at a subconscious level was coming. To achieve, I'm not sure what goal that would be, but to achieve a specific goal.
Yeah, that's the part that fries my mind. I just want to know, you know, what do they expect to get out of it? I can't really put it together. But, you know, I guess it's going to be one of those questions, like how many angels dance on the head of a pin, or, you know, I guess that's the way that's just going to have to be.
Right. Well, there's a belief that the powers that be, the Illuminati, the powers that be, have a philosophical belief that they must inform us about future events. So this could be part of it.
I don't understand that. Right. Well, yeah. I can't get that one.
I know you've heard that, haven't you, Rick?
Yeah. I just am not sure what purpose that is serving either. I'm as curious about that as I am about what they think they're going to get out of putting these images in front of us. I know they must want something, but I don't know what it is.
Well, they want us to know that this is coming. And at a subconscious level, we do know that something is coming because these images, you know, we're going back 62 years. And Captain Midnight was a pretty big popular show at the time in 1955, especially with children. But if you look at this list of movies, these are Academy Award winning films.
Huge,
hundreds of millions of people saw these different movies.
Yeah, most of them directed at adults, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
Of course, the Superman genre attracts both youngsters and adults. It crosses that barrier.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was a thrill for them to be able to put that in that movie. So for the people who are new to the show, I just want to ask, John, when's it going to happen? All right, I'm messing around.
3 p.m. tomorrow.
All right, I better get some rice. All right, thanks.
You better.
All right, I appreciate
Thank you, Rick.
All right, bye.
We appreciate it, yeah. I started using that flippant response about a year and a half ago. People are first exposed to this material. They quickly want to ask that question and get an answer. But here's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. The people who are searching for a date, the only ones who are searching for that date are the ones who aren't prepared, who are not living a life of preparedness day to day. They're living a suburban-urban existence where they're going to their employment, their place of employment in that suburban-urban environment with all their various social, family activities that they're engaged in, hobbies that they're engaged in, and so forth. And the reason they're looking for a date is because they want to continue that lifestyle, their suburban-urban existence lifestyle, until, maybe a year before they need to go do something and set up a hobby farm, which, of course, won't work. You're not going to set up a hobby farm. I don't care how much money you got. It can't be done. Money helps, obviously. But that, regardless of how much money you've got, the first year you attempt to grow fruits and vegetables to live on, you're going to get minimal, if any, production. The second year, a little more. By the third year, you might be getting enough food to feed half of what you need to feed your family. That's my reality, based on my knowledge of hobby farms and the men and women who live and work on them. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. I wanted to take a crack at Rick's perplexity about future messaging.
I was hoping you would. I was hoping you would, Glenn. Go ahead.
Okay. I would suggest two different ideas at work there. One is legal. And they have, as you said, this twisted notion, like this twisted little verbal fine print notion that if they've told you what their plans are, what they're going to do, they have this notion that, well, you know, we told them, so they could have done something about it, but see, they just remained, passive and didn't do anything, so they get what they deserve. That seems to be the psychology behind the legal aspect of it. And the other aspect about predictive programming about large events, you know, big, especially large geophysical changes like pole shift and stuff like that, is when you plant these ideas or all these memes, these subliminal things, when you're trying to herd large herds of animals, you don't want them spooked because you don't want to stampede. Right. So, by planting this idea over and over, as you said, when it becomes a reality, the mind just is more inclined to accept that, oh yeah, well, this was coming anyway, and you're less likely to get a stampede and people right. freaking out.
Right.
But I would suggest that the Bible points out that this at one point that this is going to be limited in its effectiveness because it speaks of Jesus speaks of a time when men's hearts will fail them for fear of looking after those things that are coming upon the earth. So I believe that this is, and I suspect this might have something to do with the passage of Nibiru or something like that, and all the other stuff that's in between. Because at some point, people become aware, and they're going to be obsessed with it. Preoccupied. What's going on? What's happening? And they're, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And to the point that men's hearts will fail them for fear of looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. So even though they use these methodologies to try and acclimate people, I think these zombie movies, all this zombie theme, that's the zombie is the a metaphor for the, you know, the common person caught up in the cataclysm who's just trying to survive. And, you're dehumanizing. It's okay to shoot the zombies because they're insignificant or they're going to hurt you or take away what you have. So I think all this stuff is part of what's going on there. But ultimately, it's about control and keeping humanity docile and passive in the face of great changes.
I like your thesis, Glenn, and certainly in the absence of anything else, we'll use your thesis as a working thesis to move forward with, sir.
Yeah, it can certainly open to modification. So, all right, John, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. Some of the more, and I. As many of you know, I've been working with law enforcement as a criminal defense investigator since 1973. So I've known hundreds of men and women involved in law enforcement these past 44 years at city level, county level, state level, and federal. And some of these men and women involved in law enforcement, they refer to the following as zombies. That would be the people cut off from their drugs of choice, from alcohol and from tobacco, which is, you're looking at between all various levels. Prescription medications, street drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. If you watch movies about World War II, you'll see cigarettes, tobacco products being used in war zone and in prisons. You'll see that. Drugs are used as currency also. In fact, there's any number of things, large bottles of jugs of detergent used to wash clothes with. Unopened, of course. Jugs of Tide or All are used in the ghetto as currency to trade back and forth as a means of barter. Men and women with a tobacco habit, they will do almost anything to gain access to that tobacco. That's why it's used as currency. Men and women addicted to various drugs. And we all know it's a long list these days. They will do almost anything to gain access to those drugs of choice. Alcohol, well, pretty much the same thing, isn't it? Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd day of May. Yes, lots of issues, lots of concerns. This project with the images of maps and TV shows and movies continues to go in unexpected directions. I really didn't expect to see a stylized version of these maps on Dancing with the Stars, but... And I frequently reference that TV show as being a bunch of silliness and a distraction for a huge portion of our population, right up there with professional sports. Massive, massive audience, Dancing with the Stars. So that was unexpected, but on one hand, but on the other, any movie or TV show that has a huge audience, a huge following, I think is subject to having these images on it. Because that's where they focus their attention, the people responsible behind getting these images posted on movies and TV shows. They focus on the hugely popular movies and TV shows. They want to get maximum exposure, maximum bang for their buck, so to speak. So that's why they do that. I agree with Glenn with this predictive programming and how they feel this compulsion to warn us about what their personal plans are in the future, to run the world, run the planet as a private club. But apparently that extends to their knowledge about Earth changes as well, which is what these are. These are nothing that human beings have any control over, these Earth changes. Of course, there's this popular sentiment about human-caused climate change, which is a bunch of silliness, pure fantasy. If human beings can have any effect on climate at all, it would be a fraction of 1%, a tiny fraction of 1%. And as I frequently say, and the scientists I talk to agree with me, one good size, not even a huge, one good size average volcano in one day puts out more of these what's considered harmful greenhouse gases in 24 hours than human beings do in a full year. What a bunch of silliness. It is a massive distraction, and of course it's a way for the powers that be to consolidate their power and make more money in the meantime, which they're not opposed to making money up to the very end. Of course they're not. Well, I look forward to having Leon Green with us this second hour. It's always fun visiting with Leon. We share some common things in our bio. We're both military veterans, both private detectives, although I still do investigative work. He doesn't. Leon has become a full-time doTERRA guy, and God bless him for that. He's helping a lot of people mitigate harmful things to their bodies, disease and pain and so forth, and get back on track to having that fun, full, happy, productive life that people want to have. And I really do appreciate the work that Leon does, and I hope that all of you do also. So that'll be a fun hour, and I always look forward to that hour every week of visiting with Leon Green. In the meantime, when you're watching these movies and TV shows, keep a sharp eye out. These images will just pop up. They'll just be there, and they'll be gone. How about that? Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.